Blog Talk Radio.
You know, as I realize that when I say allegations or if I talk about my music or anything in podcasts, you know, or music or so on, see, like I have this bad, like this omen that constantly that I had to deal with the haters in my neighborhood building. I made false allegations about my health. I made false allegations online, on Twitter. And again, if you listen to false allegations made by me, Dove Knight, please do not listen because it's defamation of character. As I said before, if I hear anything online that's false, I will file a lawsuit or anything defamatory. The truth is I'm a very independent person and I'm an artist. And I have individuals in my neighborhood, crazy people, who really do not want me to succeed. These individuals who are women and men who are tired of me for jealousy simply because I have ambitions or because I have a little home. They can't move on from their little world. And I don't understand because I really don't know them. Say, you know, haters say things to undermine people's progress. Like I came to L.A. to be an artist. If I was, like I said, if I wasn't an artist or if I don't become successful in music or get any leeway, there's no way I would want to live in L.A. But these individuals make statements like, oh, I should give up on music or I'm not well or I'm a therapist. I was never a therapist. I did work in that field, but, you know, these people have something wrong with them. You don't put down other people who have ambition or like me, who have done nothing to them and try to undermine their or my potential. You got to be evil to do that. Please do not listen to false allegations about my health because another allegation was made because I kept saying or talking about allegations of voyeurism or allegations about cyber crimes. The truth is the allegations came from gossip by these same people. They were gossiping. They were looking in my home. They were gossiping that they stole my song, got money, etc. So far, While the evidence has been fleeting, a little evidence. The truth is these individuals have made up these allegations either to do as they say, with the allegations, which are evil, or the other situations just to press my buttons and to press my buttons by saying evil things for me to be aroused or get angry, etc., is also sick and evil. So please, I make music to be professional. They make false allegations that I make it for hobby, no. Or allegations that I'm writing for someone else. That is not true. When they say write for someone else, they mean in an evil way. They are play, and then what are they going to do? This is what they said out their mouth. They listen to it by peeping in my home and then commit cyber crime on my computer, my master writer account, and then give it to somebody else and make some money off of it. They claim to make hundreds of thousands. They committed a felony if they did. Okay? But I need more evidence. So don't listen to any false allegations about my health or I can't make it or I'm a comedian or all that stuff. That's sick. They're trying to undermine and tarnish me simply for their self-centered motives. Please listen to @DoveNeedsLove22 Twitter or @DoveNeedsLove DoveNeedsLove22@yahoo.com. L.A. is a place of the entertainment capital with Hollywood, just like New York City, Nashville, places for people to go for the dreams. If you have a dream to be an artist, that's where you go. For me, it was the main reason. I didn't come out here to be anything else. However, the matters and successes in intellectual world and so on are something to fall back on, and that's great. But without the music or without the entertainment aspirations, it'd be very difficult to stay here. At the same time, why these individuals think that this is like where they live in the middle of Kansas or Louisiana, this is a very, very open-minded place for the most part in Hollywood. And this is where dreams. And anybody who has a dream to be a star in Hollywood may come true. Like, I hope my dreams could come true, because we all deserve to be happy. However, at the same time, defamation of character to undermine my potential or to undermine power progress in any way, so because I have ambition, I want to try out for them to keep me in poverty. Because right now I'm in poverty and I'm struggling. Yes, I am living in a house that I could lose it through foreclosure and so on. And I am struggling, and there's so many limitations. In spite of it all, I continue to dream, because creating helps me express and keeps me going. And these same individuals have said they contacted producers who wanted to make music of me to stop me from creating. So please do not listen to false allegations, and do not listen to anything on Twitter. Again, if you do see any camera or any crazy, see me on camera or anything, notify me at WNewsLab22 and notify the LAPD, because that's a crime. If you, anyone, have any allegations that of any song of mine on my albums have been used or made money, please notify the police. That's fraud. Again, these are allegations. Allegations have not been proven. At the same time, I'm tired of these crazy people in my neighborhood who simply sit on their ass and do evil things to good people like me, because they can't take care of themselves. They're looking at me as a victim. They make false allegations about me. They're trying to take my dreams away, as I say, and undermine my progress to be a success in Hollywood or anything, simply because they can't take care of themselves. Now, they're homeless and they got criminally, or they live next door and they got a criminal record and they can't get their act together. That's not my problem. They should not take it out on me, because they simply are too evil to come across people like me, who are simply very good and who tell the truth and who should be able to get that chance to progress in this world. And I don't like them projecting ideas and allegations toward me that had nothing to do with the truth or the reality of my situation and theirs. To say they didn't want me to be a therapist or leader, they got to be insane. They should look for an actual therapist at a mental health center, because I was never interested in being a therapist. If they want a leader, then look at themselves and try to be a good person and not be an evil person, and sit outside or sit nearby and try to undermine my chances to be successful by making up lies and stories, or try to hinder me from being a successful person. Because evil, dangerous people who belong in the state penitentiary or locked up do those things, and they are exactly that type of person. While I don't like to put down people, I hope that these people at the same time find themselves to be successful. But I can't worry about that. I have to worry about me. And I have to worry about truth and being positive. So please do not listen to false allegations made online on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, or anywhere else. Because negativity is wrong, because negative situations always bring negative consequences. No one want to listen to negativity. People want to be positive. I didn't come on this planet to listen to a negative person or come across an evil person who simply don't like me or say lies or do things to undermine my progress in the world simply because they're jealous. I came to progress. Jealous people like this should be locked up. Only good people should be around to progress and be happy. because I'm on this planet to be positive, not to be a tragedy by a deranged person. Please do not listen to no false allegations. Listen to the positive stories about what I say and from others who are positive, not negative. Thank you from Dove Knight.